1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, test.
Welcome, everybody, to our iPod radio show. This is Troy.
And this is Kai.
And you're now listening to Knowledge is Power.
Dun, 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 da-da-dun, dun, da-da-dun. He likes to walk, 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 walk. I like to walk, 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 walk. She likes to walk, 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 walk. We all like to walk. We like to walk, 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 walk. He likes to walk, 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 walk. She likes to walk, 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 walk. We love to walk.
As your body grows bigger, your mind must flower. It's great to learn,
'cause knowledge is power.
Welcome back, everybody. And welcome for the first time if this is your first Knowledge is Power. This is something that Kai and I like to do as often as we can, but not as often as we like. It has been a while since our Elemental iPod radio show, but we are finally happy to bring you the next episode called
Transportation.
Transportation indeed. This is our 9th Knowledge is Power so far.
Transportation is a movement of people and goods from one location to another.
Transportation is performed by various modes, such as air, rail, road, and water.
For this podcast, we focused on people transportation.
Passenger transportation also may be public, where operators provide scheduling services, or private. Now let's talk a little bit about the first kind of transportation, human-powered.
Human-powered transport is the transport using human muscle power, like an animal-powered transport. Human-powered transport has existed since the beginning.
It has existed in the form of walking, running, and swimming. Human-powered transport is sometimes the only type available, especially in underdeveloped or inaccessible regions. It is considered an ideal form of sustainable transportation.
Well, since we talked about human-powered, what about animal-powered?
Animal-powered transport is the use of working animals for the movement of people and goods. Humans may ride some of the animals directly, use them as pack animals for carrying goods, or harness and pull sleds or wheeled vehicles.
Animals are superior to people. Their speed and endurance and carrying capacity.
Yeah. You're right. Animals are superior to people in their speed, endurance, and carrying capacity. So now let's talk about air transportation.
The craft is the second fastest method of transport after the rocket. Commercial jets can reach up to 875 per hour and 544 millimeters per hour. Is that fast, Dad?
Well, 544 miles per hour or 875 kilometers per hour is definitely faster than I can walk.
Me too!
Aviation is able to quickly transport people and limited amounts of cargo over longer distances, but they incur a high cost and energy use. For short distances or in inaccessible places, helicopters can also be used. It is estimated that there are up to 500,000 people in or on planes at any one time.
Whoa. Now let's move on to rails.
Rail transport is where trains run along two parallel steel rails, known as a railway or railroad. A train consists of one or more connected vehicles that run on the rails. Propulsion is commonly provided by a locomotive that hauls a series of unpowered cars that can carry passengers or freight.
The locomotive can be powered by steam, diesel, or electricity supplied by a track systems. Modern high-speed rail capable of the speed up to 350 kilometers per hour or 220 miles per hour, but it requires a special built track.
Regional and commuter trains feed cities from the suburbs and the surrounding areas, while intra-urban transport is performed by high-capacity tramways and rapid transit, often making up the backbone of the city's public transport. Wow, now that we've talked about railways, let's talk about roadway.
A road is an identifiable routeway with a path between or two more places.
Roads are typically smooth, paved, or otherwise prepared to allow easy travel.
The most common road vehicle is the
Automobile,
a wheeled passenger
vehicle
that carries its own motor.
Motor. Other users of road include buses, trucks, motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians. As of 2002, there were 590 million automobiles worldwide. Automobiles offer high flexibility with low capacity, but are deemed with high energy and area use, and the main source of noise and air pollution in cities, while buses allow for a more efficient travel at the cost of reduced flexibility.
Last time, if you remember, we did elements. If you're new, you don't know it, so you can watch the 8th KP one. But now, my voice was water, so let's talk about water.
Water transport is the process of transport via watercraft, such as a barge, boat, ship, or sailboat. It makes its movement over a body of water, such as sea, ocean, lake, canal, or river.
In the 1800s, the first steamships were developed using steam engine to drive paddle, wheel, or propeller to move the ship. The steam was produced using wood or coal. Now most ships have engine using slightly refined type of petroleum called blanker fuel.
Petroleum. That's a pretty tricky word, but it really just means gas.
Yeah.
Transport by water is less costly than air transport for transcontinental shipping. Short sea shipping and ferries remain viable in coastal areas. Now that we've talked about some of the types of transportation, let's do a little bit of history. Y'all ready, Kai?
Mm-hmm.
Humans' first means of transport were walking and swimming. The domestication of animals introduced a new way to lay the burden of transport on more powerful creatures, allowing heavier loads to be hauled, or for humans to ride the animals for higher speed and duration.
The first form of road transport were horses, oxen, or even humans carrying goods. Over the dirt tracks that often followed game trails. Paved roads were first built by the Roman Empire.
The development of the combustion engine and the automobile at the turn of the 20th century, road transport became more viable, allowing the introduction of mechanical private transport.
In 1903, the first controllable airplane was invented, and after World War I, it became a fast way to transport people and express goods over long distances.
International air travel became much more accessible in the 1960s with the commercialization of the jet engine. Along with the growth in automobile and motorways, this introduced in the decline of rail and water transport. After the introduction of the Shinkansen in 1964, high-speed rail in Asia and Europe started taking passengers on long-haul routes.
we're going to start to count to 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Today we are interviewing someone called Emiko.
Hi.
She is going to count to 12 for us in German.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn, elf, zwölf.
One more, please.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn, elf, zwölf.
Okay, now do it slow so Kai can follow along.
Eins,
zwei,
drei,
vier,
fünf,
sechs,
sieben,
acht,
neun,
zehn,
elf,
zwölf. Thank you very much.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
Next, we're going to do What's Your Job, where Kai interviews somebody about his job. Kai, take it away.
What's your name?
My name is Yuki.
What's your job?
I am a bus monitor at ASIJ.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
Basically, I ride the bus with the kids and make sure that they're safe, facing front, not choking each other, and not sharing snacks.
Ooh. What's good about your job?
Well, I guess that it pays really well for a high schooler, and that with other high schoolers and other people trying to get better jobs, it's a really good job.
What's bad about your job?
Well, I guess some kids get really rowdy, especially in the afternoon, like some second graders around, so it's hard to keep them contained.
Second graders? Like who?
I don't know. Some kids who live near me.
Do you have any advice for your job?
I suggest an iPod for the morning if you want to sleep, because it gets kind of loud. So if you want a good sleep, iPod's the way to go.
Okay. Any interesting stories?
Not really, but there was this one incident where a kid couldn't find a seat on the afternoon bus and started crying, so we had to make sure that he got a seat. And that he stopped crying for the, you know.
I know him. Okay. Do you do any other work?
I babysit occasionally for this bus rider.
I'm him. You should try to make it louder.
About studio recording, it's something that I really want to get into sometime in the future. And hopefully I can buy a recording board with the money I get from bus monitoring and record some bands with my friends.
Tell me more.
I guess music production is really something that it's really cool if you know how to do, and I'm sure it can get you a lot of money at the same time, but it's really fun, so that's kind of why I want to learn.
So maybe lots of people can start doing that, like especially you guys. Okay, let's start. What do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be an environmental engineer and maybe go to some, you know, country like Ghana and make a power plant where people don't really have to work. So it's running by itself and provides electricity for those who don't have it yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me more about your dream.
Well, I really got into this a couple of months ago when I was watching some videos about these countries and how we have all this electricity, and right now we can do this podcasting because of electricity, and a lot of children around the world don't have electricity, which is something I think that everyone should have. You know, it's a basic necessity in this world, so.
It looks like it helped my podcast. All right. Thank you for interviewing us. How did you like it?
It was fun. It's fun listening to you.
It's fast.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, bye. Wiping window. Welcome, everybody. Now we are going to do something called game time. Today we are going to do something called top battle. There's these two tops that are metal and they battle each other. Let's see how they do. First we do player number one. I have no idea what his name is. He's spinning really high. Next, we are gonna do my favorite character, this dude. Whoa-ho-ho! The other one? Wait. He is really spinning. Well, they both battle, and whoever gets knocked down or the time, well, they're usually time, to see who could survive this battle. Just need a bit more time, folks. They are battling. Oh, they touched. The two players have touched. Uh-oh. Player one has been stuck inside a little trap hole. He can't get out. It's about time now. Who will stop first? Whoa, player one has lost. Player two has won. The end.
Wait, why are you crying, Kai?
Because maybe our clothes might be gone.
No, I think we'll get our luggage back, but on the road to Raleigh, there's several bumps. What happened to the airplane we were supposed to take?
Oh, that one got canceled.
Canceled airplane, so we're going to get in a taxi cab instead and go to a hotel for a couple days.
And there was one airplane that got crashed.
Yep, Denver had a little accident. So I guess we could be worse, right?
Yes.
We could have been in a fiery airplane and not just an airplane that didn't show up.
Yeah.
So, waiting for our luggage and into a cab. I'm back in a cab and hopefully in a plane again in a couple of days.
Yep.
That's the breaks. Especially when you try to travel around the holidays domestic.
Yep.
Never again. Talk soon.
Goodbye.
Hello, boys and girls. We're lucky today to have Jackson here on Knowledge is Power. And Sam, too. How are you, Sam? And because our topic today is transportation, we're in a minivan.
I like to... Well, mostly I like to ride on boats.
Boats? We haven't talked about boats this time. Do you like powered boats or sailboats?
Powered boats.
You like powered boats, huh? Is that something you do a little water skiing or mostly just kind of drive around and make wake?
Just driving around.
Okay. Very cool. What about you, Pat? What's your favorite form of transportation?
My taxi.
You like taxis? What do you like about taxis?
Well, you have to pay money.
Oh, okay.
You get money back.
Oh, you like collecting the change.
Yes.
Well, that all sounds pretty good, but I think I'd have to say minivan because we've got cup holders, we've got games.
I'm not really games.
Sure, we got games.
We got food on the floor.
We got food
on the floor.
And we have a driver. That's got to be good, huh?
You need a driver to be good.
I do. Interviewer's still coming. Hold on. Our next interview just showing up. We're going to tell this joke in the meantime. One thing we like to do here at Knowledge is Power is tell a joke. Hey, Kai, you got any jokes?
Ooh, I got one.
You got one? All right, Kai, tell me a joke.
Why didn't the dinosaur cross the road?
I don't know, Kai. Why didn't the dinosaur cross the road?
Because roads weren't invented. Woo!
What's Yoda's favorite toy car?
I don't know, Jackson. What's Yoda's favorite toy car?
A Toyota.
That was pretty funny.
A Toyota. It's not a car.
Toyota.
Yoda. Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
So that brings us to the end of another podcast, Kai. Was that exhausting? That transportation of podcast took us a long way.
Yep, it did. But it was pretty fun.
I think it was pretty fun, too. I hope you learned something.
Yeah, something. At least something.
Yeah.
You have to learn something in this thing, or it doesn't make any sense.
That is correct. We definitely want to give some thanks out, though, for people who helped us out to create this podcast.
Yeah, like Yuki.
Yeah, Yuki, thank you. Enjoy your time in New York. Can't wait to see you back in Tokyo.
And Emiko.
For being a Japanese-born German speaker.
Yeah. We had a very nice time with you, the audience.
Yes, audience. Thank you very much for listening in to Knowledge is Power.
Oh.
Nine. That's right, oh,
wiping
nine.
Wiping windows.
Wiping windows. We love it. Wax on, wax off.
Wax with the right, wax with the left. Wax with the right, wax off with the left. Wax on with the right, wax off with the left. That means bye, because my dad kind of did wiping windows.
So we wish you all safe travels until we talk again. Johnny, bye bye. Yes, Knowledge is Power 10. We're going to come to you live with video.
Yeah, maybe next time, so you don't have to see these pictures.
All right, kids.
We'll try our best.
Take care.
Not kids.
Be good.
Bye bye. Sayonara. Adios.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Baby.